Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Chris Adams with United Way of St. Lucie County. United Way's School Supplies for Students campaign is now underway. The program provides underserved children with pencils, notebooks, and other supplies to start the school year. Chris, welcome to Treasure Coast Happening.
Thanks, Drew. It's lovely to be here.
I think it's hard for many people to get their heads around the concept that some students wouldn't have such basic supplies like pencils and papers to start the school year. How widespread a problem is this?
Well, we have 16,000 children who are eligible for free lunch, and those are the children that we target. So it is widespread. This program can reach about 4,000. So even though we're doing a great job, there are other children out there that we don't reach.
And what kind of supplies are you looking for?
Very basic ones, as you said. Notebook paper and pencils and pens and crayons and colored pencils, composition books, backpacks. And it's about the same whether you're in first grade or you're in high school. You have the same basic needs. Maybe we change out the crayons for highlighters, but other than that, it's about the same.
Now, part of this campaign is something called Stuff the Bus. Tell me about that.
Stuff the Bus is a two-day event. It will be July 20 and 21 at all four Walmart locations in our county. We'll have a big yellow school bus at each of those places, and we will have volunteers at the doors, and they'll have lists of supplies that are needed and asking customers to go in the store and while they're doing their own shopping to pick up some extra things and bring them back out to the volunteers who are there. And we still will also accept cash donations.
I'm speaking today with Chris Adams with United Way of St. Lucie County. How else can people help if they can't make it that day to Stuff the Bus? What other ways are there to help?
There are lots of ways, Drew. If they're in a business or an organization and they want to collect general supplies, we can do that. We have what we call Adopt a Class or Adopt a School. We have several organizations who say, yes, we like that school or it's near us and we'd like to provide all of the supplies that you need for that school. And that's a wonderful contribution. As I said earlier, cash still works. They can call United Way at 464-5300, that's 772 area code, and find out ways. We have sort of a takeoff on Stuff the Bus that we call Stuff the Bag, and it's a brown paper bag with a big sign on it that indicates the kind of supplies people can make. We have volunteer opportunities both at Stuff the Bus and at our sorting and packaging days on July 28th, August 1, and August 4. So we can about accommodate any way someone would like to help provide these kids and make it an even playing field when they start school.
Now, once you gather all these supplies, what do you do with them?
We go to Southern Oaks Middle School and we take over the cafeteria and we set up an assembly line and we have wonderful, wonderful volunteers who come in on the 3 days that I mentioned and we fill the backpacks and set them up for each of the schools and then school personnel come and pick them up the 2 weeks before school starts. It's a great way for kids to get involved in the wonderful world of volunteering, either coming and helping with Stuff the Bus or with the sorting and packing, or deciding that they'd like to canvass their neighborhood or get their Boy Scout troop or whatever to start collecting supplies. We've had wonderful, wonderful community support.
I've been speaking today with Chris Adams with United Way of St. Lucie County. If you'd like to find out more about school supplies for students, go to their website, unitedwayslc.org, then click on News and Events. Chris, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Drew.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.